from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Whoever illegally shot a moose at kilometer 11 on Musgrove Road south of Timmins last week left a lot of evidence behind. They gutted the moose before taking it away. MNRF Conservation Officer Jordan Morrison says moose are out of season in that area. It appears it was shot on the road, which is a safety issue.
The evidence also points to this moose being shot sometime the night of December 8th, which as well, night hunting is illegal. Got a couple safety concerns and an out-of-season moose being killed.
If you can help the investigation, you can call the MNRF Tips Line or Crime Stoppers. Both numbers are on MyTimmonsNow.com. A big part of Melrose has no water this afternoon and might not until about 8 o'clock. It's been shut off to allow for a repair on a water main leak. Streets in the area are also closed to traffic. The area affected is Suzanne Street from Martin Avenue to Randall Drive and River Park Drive. When it does come back on, the water will likely be brown. You're advised to run it for at least 10 minutes until it's clear before using it for anything. Expansion of a renewable natural gas and biocarbon facility in the Niagara area town of Thorold is getting more than $11 million from the provincial and federal governments. Ontario Natural Resources Minister Graydon Smith says the investment will pave the way for the largest facility of its kind in Canada and the only RNG facility in the country to exclusively use woody biomass. Smith says the facility will produce clean alternative fuels and increase sustainability in the forest sector through new and emerging uses of renewable forest biomass. Well, for the first time ever, tickets to next summer's Rock on the River Music Festival are available as stocking stuffers. Friday night, July 21st, is all country, headed by Dallas Smith. The next night, says Timmins Festivals and Events Committee Chairman John Olivson, is all rock, also featuring Dallas Smith.
Dallas is going to be here for the weekend. Looks like he's staying in Timmins for the weekend because his rock band Default will be supporting Papa Roach.
Olivson says California-based Papa Roach is the biggest investment in Rock on the River history. It's globally popular with over a billion streams on Spotify. Tickets are available from the Rock on the River website. Full details and what went into booking the 2023 festival are in the audio link of my interview with Olivson on our website. In Country 93.1 Sports, the only NOJHL action tonight is at the MAC. When the Timmins Rock hosts the Kirkland Lake Gold Miners, the rubber hits the ice at 7 o'clock. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.